This audio lesson is meant to go along with the English book on our site. Be sure to get your book at EnglishClass101.com. Living in the country. Where you live. A rooster wakes you up in the morning. You get out of bed and open your bedroom window. You hear birds chirping and leaves rustling in the wind. You look across a grassy area to a barn. A white horse is looking back at you. All these things are signs that you live in the country. People who live in the country are far away from big towns and cities. What is it like to live in the country? Land and buildings. In the country, homes are often far from each other. People may be able to walk to a neighbor's house, but they may need to drive. Large areas of land are between the homes. The land may have trees, grass, or both. It may instead be used by farmers to grow crops. Ranchers may use the land for cattle, sheep, or other livestock. Homes in the country may be large or small. Some people have other buildings on their land. Farmers and ranchers may have workers who live in a different building. People who keep livestock also have a barn. Barns often have a special area called a stall for each animal. Hay and straw may be stored on the second floor or in a different building. Ranches and farms have other buildings too. Some buildings are for big farm machines. Other buildings store seeds, crops, and supplies. Going places. People in the country may drive a long distance to get to a town. Some people drive to town every day for a job. Other people do not go to town as often. Farmers and ranchers may go to town just once a week for food and supplies. Life in the country can be hard without a car. Children can take buses to school, but there are no other buses. Neighbors may help by giving rides. In the country, some people drive a pickup truck instead of a car. A pickup truck has room to carry tools, supplies, hay, or wood. It can also pull a trailer. Many roads in the country are not paved. Dirt roads can be very bumpy. A pickup truck is higher than a car. It is not as likely to hit bumps. Some dirt roads go through ranches. Instead of gates to keep cattle in, there are cattle guards. A cattle guard is a group of metal bars with spaces between them. Cars and trucks can go over the bars, but cattle don't like to. With cattle guards, drivers don't have to get out and open gates. Things to do. Many people in the country are very busy. They work hard to take care of their home and land. Some people may have a big garden. Others may grow crops to sell or care for many animals. People may chop wood or spend time keeping machines working. Many people preserve the food they grow. Some keep bees for honey. Others collect tree sap to make syrup. Some people do these things to save money. Others just like doing things on their own instead of going to stores. People in the country visit each other. They have picnics and potluck meals. Some people play music or outdoor games. Others do projects such as quilting and woodworking. Fishing and hunting are also popular. Nature and quiet. Many people live in the country to be outside more. They like being close to nature instead of buildings and concrete. They also like to breathe the clean air. Seeing wild animals living free is another special treat in the country. Some people move from the city to the country for the quiet. In a city, the sounds of traffic, car horns, road work, and air conditioners are hard to escape. In the country, sometimes people hear only the sound of crickets or birds. Taking a break. Living in the country can sometimes feel too quiet. Some people go to the city for the weekend. Going to a play, concert, or museum can be a welcome break. After a weekend away, it's nice to come back home to the country. Remember, you can download the book for this lesson and unlock even more great lessons like this. Go to EnglishClass101.com.